Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Great.
Still cracks me up. A lot of his stuff was a little bit more cerebral. That one kind of hits you over the head. That was the thing with Norm Macdonald. I actually got his book for my birthday one year. It's called Norm Macdonald, Based on a True Story. It's a memoir, but it's also fictional. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of homages to like early detective thrillers, answering machines. It just goes in so many weird directions. And you know how weird my brain is. I found some of it kind of like, okay, I need to put this down for a while. It's just so good, though.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, breaking news this half hour, Norm Macdonald, the influential comedian, former SNL Weekend Update anchor, dead today at the age of 61. I want to bring in Richard Krause, host of CTV's Pop Life, a News Talk 1010 contributor. We're just waiting to connect with Richard, I understand. You know, okay. We're talking about also a Canadian actor and comedian born in Quebec City. You know, you're right, though. His humor was very cerebral. You had to think a lot with some of the stuff that Norm did. The delivery, with the dry cadence of his mm-hmm. delivery, I think was one of my favorite things being a fan of his for so many years. It was really unmatched in comedy, the way he could deliver a joke.
He also had a reputation with Saturday Night Live, and kind of to his detriment at one point, where he would pretty much say anything to anyone at any time, and they used to do something called the upfronts, and he said a couple of things about other cast members that kind of rubbed executives the wrong way. And I think it was Dick Ebersol, who was the head of NBC Entertainment at the time, made it his mission to get Norm off of Saturday Night Live and off of the Weekend anchor desk, essentially saying to the press, yeah, I don't think he's going to last very long because he's not funny.
Yeah, he was originally a contestant on Star Search back in 1990 and then ended up writing for Roseanne Barr's hit sitcom, Roseanne. I do believe we have Richard Krause, host of Pop Life, of course, News Talk 1010 contributor. Richard, some very sad and unexpected news today.
Absolutely. I was really shocked. I just got a call from Donnie and I said, are you sure? Norm Macdonald, I haven't heard a word about this, and it's so difficult to keep anything private when you are a public person now, that he had battled cancer for 10 years since he was 51 years old and passed away today came as a complete shock.
You know, you talk about the privacy part of it, and we were referencing Chadwick Boseman, who basically worked mm-hmm. with, you know, while being sick right up until his passing. It seems this is the same thing here, where you've got somebody who kept it even from family and friends that he has had a battle with cancer for 9 years.
Yeah, well, he was all about comedy. And I heard you guys talking about this earlier. He didn't want to be seen diminished in any way because it would take away from the jokes that he was trying to tell. And when I think of Norm Macdonald, there's a couple of things that come to mind almost immediately. First of all, Saturday Night Live. And, you know, the fearlessness of the jokes that he told as the host of a Weekend Update are kind of unparalleled. I mean, that show can get pretty rocky and pretty rough sometimes in the way that it parodies people, but he took no prisoners, particularly when it was about O.J. Simpson, who just happened to be really good friends with Norm Macdonald's boss at the time, Don Oldemeyer. And Oldemeyer told him
about that.
time after time, you got to stop. You have to stop telling these jokes. And he refused to do it because they were in the zeitgeist. They needed to be told. So I think of that. I think of him on Conan O'Brien once. And my favorite joke of his, I think of all time, and I won't tell the whole thing here because it's long, but in this really deadpan way, it starts off with a moth going into a doctor's office. And the doctor says, well, what's the problem? And the moth then lists off an incredible lengthy list of things that are going wrong in his life. And it's just a terrible thing. And the doctor says, you know, moth, you're troubled, but I think you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why did you just come to me, a regular doctor? And the moth says, well, because your light was on. And it's such a fantastic joke with with that payoff after the way he told the joke. It is delightful. Look it up on YouTube. You'll be able to find it easily. It's absolutely fantastic. And while you're there, have a look at him at the Bob Saget roast, probably the raunchiest roast maybe ever that they've done. And you know about these things where they set a celebrity up just to be roasted by his celebrity friends. So Bob Saget, who everyone knows has a pretty raunchy act when he's not on television on Full House or one of those shows, America's Funniest Home Videos, and they roast him terribly. And then Norm Macdonald comes up and does the cleanest set using jokes that might have been told like in the 40s and 50s. And even though it baffled the audience, he stayed with it. And the more committed he was to that particular bit of comedy, the funnier it got. And it built and built and built until he was the only thing that anyone remembers from that night. And he did it without swearing and just by complete commitment to the material. And that's how I remember Norm Macdonald.
It's really a testament to the longevity of a guy's career that, you know, known as the comedian's comedian, that you can go as far back as writing for Roseanne, doing Yuck Yucks here in Toronto at the very beginning of his career. Then you can fast forward all the way to being the voice of death in The Family Guy.
Absolutely. And, you know, directing Dirty Work, that was in 1998.
Artie Lang.
And I love, or 98, I love just the supporting cast in that. Like, he's a comedian, so of course he gets Don Rickles in there, Chris Farley in his final film appearance. It's just stacked with very, very funny people. Adam Sandler plays Satan, and it's a funny movie that I think was underrated when it came out, but it's certainly been a favorite around here for the last number of years.
We're talking to Richard Krause, host of CTV's Pop Life News Talk 1010 contributor, about the passing of Norm Macdonald, a Canadian comedian and actor. I understand he had tour dates booked starting on October the 8th. And that's interesting when we have this news in front of us that maybe he was expecting that things were starting to take a turn, that things were going to get better for him.
I would hope so. I mean, this has been a rough time for people who make their living on the road and performing. I read an interview recently with Bruce Springsteen where he's saying, I may never really play live again. And that's where I derive my most happiness from. And I wonder if Norm Macdonald kind of felt the same way. Comedians want to be in front of an audience. They want to hear people laughing. They want, that kind of interaction with people because it makes them feel good. And, maybe as his illness went on, even though he was ill, he probably thought, or maybe thought, if I get out there again, I'll feel great, at least for that hour or two that I'm on stage every day.
And there is something to be said, as we've been discussing, about that remaining anonymous when it comes to your illness, to be able to be seen for the person that you are, as opposed to the being seen for the illness that you have. So I guess you could say Norm kind of did it on his own terms.
He did everything on his own terms, and that's what I love about him. I mean, look at any of his talk show appearances. YouTube is going to light up today with people looking at Norm Macdonald videos. And I did it a little bit between the phone call with Donnie to ask me to do this, and then by the time I was on the air with you, because it's remarkable that he could go on with nothing to promote, really nothing much to say, except just be funny.
Be Norm.
And that's what it's all about.
Did he do a lot of interviews? I mean, outside of that big network kind of talk show circuit, I mean, did you have a chance to sit down with him ever? Because he seemed kind of private and outside of those big shows.
Yeah, he was. And I met him once. I've never interviewed him. I had met him. He's written books and he did a podcast for a while and that sort of thing. But I think he was one of those people for whom staying kind of out of the public eye, in the sense that you don't want people knowing too much about your personal life, because then they start to see you and not listen to the jokes that you're telling. It's why, when you see Brad Pitt in a movie, you're watching Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise in a movie. You're watching Tom Cruise in the movie. You're not watching that character. And I think Norm Macdonald felt like if he was somewhat private, if he was just about the comedy, that the focus would be on the comedy and not him as a personality.
Norm Macdonald, comedian, Canadian, dead at 61 years old after an almost decade-long battle with cancer. Richard Krause, short notice, but we appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. And go to YouTube. He'll make you laugh.
Just finished watching one with Courtney Thorne-Smith, if you remember her from Melrose Place, and I was dying during the commercial break. So yeah, it's going to light up tonight. Thanks again, bud.